What happened to the rainbow? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. America's transgender soldiers now know how the Attorney General feels. They voluntarily enlisted to serve their country, but after the president's tweets, suddenly they're a threat to military readiness. Thank you for your service. Defenders of the new no transgender policy had to scramble, but they quickly came up with several arguments, including the problem of having to see love bits in the showers.
This is a very problematic thing to do. I mean, right now the guidance is that women must shower with men who retain their full male body parts if they identify as women.
Now, I acknowledge that I have never served, but being that every member of our co-ed military signs up knowing they might have to camp out together in trenches while being shot at, I just assumed they could easily defend themselves from the sight of someone's penis. But then again, this may be about nothing. A lot of Trump tweets are like those tests of the emergency broadcast system. Had this been an actual policy, it probably would have been announced first to the people who'd have to explain it, like the White House press office.
But you can't answer the question of what's going to happen to transgenders who are in the military now. Shouldn't you have been able to answer that?
Look, I think sometimes you have to make decisions, and once he made a decision, he didn't feel it was necessary to hold that decision.
Or even explain it to his own press office. Frankly, I think doing what Sarah Sanders has to do is way more embarrassing than seeing someone's in the shower. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.